Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
In recent years, the trans movement has gone mainstream, and as it has gained acceptance, it has pushed an increasingly radical and unscientific gender ideology that is both incoherent and tragically damaging. The movement insists that biological sex is merely your sex assigned at birth, a mutable property that can be changed depending on how an individual identifies. When you get past the doublespeak, it becomes clear how incoherent this movement is. First, it teaches that gender is not binary. In fact, non-binary, gender fluid, and gender queer are just a few of the many identities being promoted. It also advocates that many trans people are born in the wrong body, a binary, gendered soul that can only experience happiness if the body is surgically and pharmacologically altered in an attempt to become the opposite sex. This begs the question, if gender is on a spectrum, why not make space for women to do traditionally masculine things or men to be more feminine instead of having to transition? If gender is fluid and identity changes over time, why advocate for permanent and irreversible medical procedures to try to become the opposite sex? I have a lot of empathy for people that are struggling with mental health issues, including gender dysphoria. However, what should not be tolerated is this damaging ideology being pushed on children. This gender confusion is all over social media, is being taught in schools, and it's leading to an explosion in kids identifying as trans. According to Reuters, diagnoses tripled between 2017 and 2021 among minors in the U.S. It's obvious that this isn't just a natural expression that was previously suppressed, but instead a social contagion. It's bad enough that we are confusing kids with an ever-expanding list of pronouns and gender identities, but that's just the beginning. Biological boys are now allowed in girls' bathrooms, locker rooms, and sports teams. It goes without saying that this puts our girls in danger and undoes decades of progress for women's rights. My daughters have a right to safe female-only spaces. They have a right to fair competition, and these rights are being trampled on by this movement. Perhaps even more concerning is the age at which kids are now being encouraged to medically transition. Two recent articles in the New York Times and the Free Press have highlighted the ways in which the U.S. is an outlier among developed nations. In the U.S., gender-affirming care is the standard, meaning minors are quickly diagnosed and then encouraged to start medical interventions such as puberty blockers, sex hormones, and invasive and irreversible surgeries. It should come as no surprise that hospitals and surgeons make large sums of money off these surgeries. Meanwhile, pharma companies get a customer for life when kids start taking hormones. In contrast, according to the New York Times, in countries like Sweden, Norway, France, the Netherlands, and Britain, medical professionals have recognized that, quote, early research on medical interventions for childhood gender dysphoria was either faulty or incomplete. In other words, the U.S. is one of the few countries still pushing medical transitioning for minors. Fortunately, the tide is starting to turn. Even the New York Times is starting to question the trans orthodoxy. We must continue to speak out against this damaging ideology in favor of protecting kids. This has been Mike Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.